I have suffered with self-harming since I was a child. My self-harming was at its height in my teenage years, however, I did have a relapse just before COVID hit, which came as a shock to me just as much as my partner and loved ones. Self-harm is distressing at any time on your life for you and those who love you. I have spoken before about how hard it can be self-harming as an adult, as it seems to be less accepted or more challenged, not to say that younger people are not judged, but there is defiantly more judgment to adult self-harms as people expect they should have more control. Today, however, I am going to talk about how to talk to your child about self-harm, because I wish somebody had have spoken to any of my caregivers about how to communicate with me during my worst isolating years, because I really think it could have helped. Number 1, should you be angry your child is self-harming? The short answer is no. Now I understand this is easier said than done. Most parents' biggest wish is that their children are safe, healthy and happy, and seeing your child not only hurt but that injury being caused by themselves can be very emotional, and sometimes those high emotions can surface as anger. However, regardless of whether the anger is coming from a place of love, the actual act of anger towards your child's self-harm will only cause more distress to them and yourself, and will also cause your child to feel more isolated, and will heighten the amount of shame most self-harmers already feel, and can cause them to become more secretive about their self-harm and emotions. A lot of people might think causing more shame or upset will put the child off self-harming, but coming from a serial self-harmer and past teenager, I can tell you honestly the child won't stop. They will just become more sneaky, because the self-harm is a response to much deeper issues that need to be carefully approached. Number 2, educating yourself on self-harm. If your child is self-harming, it can be a scary time, and if you yourself have never self-harmed or felt the urge or need to self-harm, it can be very hard to understand it. But in order to communicate with your child effectively, you need to educate yourself on the reasons people may self-harm, the different types of self-harm, and everything in between. If you want to help your child the best you can, then take the time to educate yourself and always be willing to have an open mind. Number 3, creating a self-harm dialect with your child. Sometimes people who self-harm, especially children, can find it hard to articulate self-harm. Many might not understand what they are doing, and some might just find it hard to say out loud. I was one of those people who could not say the word out loud, never mind try and have a conversation about self-harm. I believe that figuring out what words your child is conformable with using around self-harm not only makes it easier for them to talk to you, but also opens up a conversation around what your child believes it is they are actually doing, and can then help lead on to the whys, the feelings. Number 4, validating your child's self-harm. This one might feel hard to do when your child's self-harm can be so distressing to you. However, your child's self-harm is attached to feelings and emotions they are having that are very intense or that they can't handle or don't understand. Therefore, not validating their self-harm is the same as not validating their emotions. You might not understand why they are self-harming, and you might even feel like the emotions or situations that lead to the self-harm are not cause for such drastic reactions. However, regardless of if you feel like your child needs to self-harm or not, they are self-harming and they have felt they needed to, so invalidating their emotions will only make them feel worse and can cause further feelings of worthlessness amongst many other negative feelings. Validation leads to communication, which can then lead to treatment and hopefully recovery. Number 5, the writing technique for self-harm. I wish somebody had done this for me as a child at home, because I was not very good at talking about my emotions in any way and was often invalidated. If your child finds it hard to talk to you about self-harm or emotions, get a notebook or diary or anything they can write in and make it just theirs. Tell them to write down any emotions they have that they want to talk about. Also, if they do self-harm, write about it and write about the events that lead up to it, as well as how they felt after the self-harm and how they felt before it, and then leave the book somewhere for you so that you can read it away from them. This technique serves multiple purposes. It gives your child somewhere to write down their emotions and feels, which is proven to aid in understanding and processing mentions. It also allows you to understand how they are feeling without them needing to tell you face to face, and it also gives you time to process what you're reading before speaking to your child about it. The processing time for you is very important, because often our first reaction is one of emotion, and as we said earlier, this is not always helpful, especially when face to face, but when reading, you have time to process your own emotions before then speaking to your child. Number 6, parental control on devices to stop self-harm. This will not be a tip loved by your child, and I would have been very annoyed by this tip myself as a teenager. This tip will also not stop self-harm, and the internet also doesn't cause self-harm. However, the internet can sometimes be a toxic place, and if you are already self-harming, you can find some pretty toxic places that can become almost competitive. Nobody should be ashamed of their self-harm scars, and it should not be told to cover them or desensitized on social media, and healed self-harm is not, in my opinion, triggering. However, fresh self-harm, Self-harm how-to or a show of videos or self-harm groups designed to push people deeper into their self-harming are dangerous and they are out there, so I recommend adding parental controls onto your child's devices to attempt to protect them as much as possible from anything like this online whilst they are trying to recover. Number 7. Risk accessing self-harm. Self-harm itself is not a sign of being suicidal, and the level of severity of somebody's self-harm does not indicate how sick the person is. However, there can be a scale in terms of risk. If your child is using self-harm to cope and they are going through therapy and have support at home, this is very different to a child who may have started with minimal scratches and are now needing stitches and the severity is continually increasing. You must always risk assess the injury, and if you think your child is at risk of serious injury, suicide or accidental death, it's always important to contact a professional to let them know you don't believe your child is safe in their current mental state. Number 8. Safety and aftercare of self-harm. Not everybody will agree with this, and many parents have the view that they will not allow their child to self-harm and therefore don't need this advice. Some might even believe this promotes further self-harm, but this is not true or helpful. Unless you watch your child 24 hours a day, even if you remove anything you think is dangerous from your child, if your child is self-harming and they are using self-harm as a way to cope and you try to just completely prevent it, I promise your kid will find a way, and that way may end up being very unsafe. As much as we want to do everything we can to stop our loved one feeling like they need to harm themselves or harming themselves when it's not always possible, our child should understand what things are not safe and how to care for a wound in the event they do self-harm. Understanding the importance of not using dirty instruments, sterilization, cleaning the wound, keeping the wound clean, etc., can be the difference between a deadly infection and a minimal scar. I hope this is helpful for any parents, loved ones, or children trying to discuss self-harm and helps build better communication. I will also leave the link for video I done on this very topic over on my YouTube channel. https://youtube.b/mehadj0e